Ezra's Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Samach Ches Amud Aleph revolves around the sugya of Geirus, and it comes up on our Daf, where our Gemara discusses the status of someone who converted and did not know about mitzvos, at least particularly about mitzvah Shabbos. We have machlokis in our Gemara with that, whether that individual requires a carbon chatas or not. On Samachis Amud Beis, Rabbi Akiva and Mumbaz argue about whether that individual is chayiv one carbon chatas. Rabbi Akiva says he's chayiv, and Mumbaz says that he's potter. Our shaila, as relating to Geirus, is whether Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, we will give an overview of a big discussion, which is still discussed today by the Gedolei HaPoskim, and has very practical and big implications today, which of course is beyond the scope of our small sphere. We're just a small fish compared to the Gedolei HaPoskim, but we will outline from our sugya how the discussion of whether Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is Ma'akiv in Geirus emerges from our sugya Beis Rasha. Whether you hold like Mumbaz or you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that someone who grew up amongst Gentiles and never was informed about Shabbos is chayiv, a karmen chatas, or not, there's a basic question that needs to be asked. The expression of the Gemara on Samaches on the base is Gershon is Gair Bein Hanochrim. We also have it on the bottom of Samaches Amud Aleph, Gershon is Gair Bein Hanochrim. Tosas in a one-liner, and this is a big discussion in Yevamos Mem Zayin on the base, in the last line of our Tosas, as well as other Rishonim on our Sugya, is bothered by the basic problem. If the individual grew up amongst Gentiles, who converted them? Gershon is Gair Bein Hanochrim. So Tosas says you have to say that there were three Jews that were around that were able to convert him. However, then we have another problem. If they're converting him, so then the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that you need to inform the convert of mitzvos kalos u mitzvos chamuros. You need to inform him about the mitzvos that they're accepting. If that's so then once they're informed about Shabbos, so then we have an individual who knows about Shabbos. And the whole machlokis, the whole discussion in our sugya, is all about someone who didn't know about Shabbos. So Tosas continues in this one-line Tosas and says that they did not inform him on the mitzvah of Shabbos. The Nemuke Yosef on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph takes this approach in Yevamos, and he points out that from here we see that the requirement of the Gemara that you need to inform the Ger Mixes Kalos U Mixes Chamuros shows us that even though that it's critical, it's not Ma'akev. Because this fellow was not informed the mitzvah of Shabbos. In the back of the HaMesifta Gemara, which is produced by Hungarian Hasidim, they quote those who ask, how do we see you don't need to inform Kalos Kechamuros? They just didn't inform on Shabbos, according to Tosos. And they quote from the Satmar Rebbe, Zichrona Levracha, that in his Shalos Uchuvas in Yoredeya, Simim Peites, that he pointed out that Shabbos is considered Shakul, like all mitzvos. That's a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. This Yisod also was reiterated by Reb Chaim as well. Reb Chaim and Brisk pointed out that someone who is a Mumer L'Shabbos, according to Rashi in Chulin on Daf Hei, is a Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula. They're by definition a Mumer for everything. And therefore, one can add that the moment the halacha requires mitzvahs kalos and mitzvahs chamuros, by definition, that has to include Shabbos. This was the opinion of the Satmar Rebbe, and it does make a lot of sense. However we answer this question, clearly, the Nemuke Yosef pointed out that mitzvahs kalos and mitzvahs chamuros are not ma'akev. How do we paskin in this question? If there is a person whose kabbalas hamitzvahs is not sincere, is the Geirus a valid Geirus? Now again, I emphasize that what we're doing is giving the overview of the sugya, and in no way are we getting involved in issues that are the issues of Gedolei Olam. Reb Chaim Ozer Grushensky, who is one of those Gedolei Olam, and one of my Rabbeim, Reb Braunschweigel, was oft to mention this Tshuvas Achiezer, in Chelek Gimel, Simin Chaf Vav, paskins clearly that Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is Ma'akev when it comes to Gerus. Here is his lashon: Ulam hecha shebar hadavar shebevada yavar acher kein al iser Torah chil Shabbos. Notice here he says chil Shabbos. That fits in beautifully to our point that chil Shabbos might be a requisite of the mitzvahs kalos kibachamuros vachilas treifos von yodim bebirur kavanaso sheinim is gayer rak lefnim v'libo balimo. He's not being sincere. Harei umdana demuchach shema shoyim shemikal v'mitzvahs lav klumhu. He writes that Chabal's HaMitzvahs are Ma'akev. Now it is an open question where Reb Chaim Oizer got this psak from. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Geirim, in Simen Reish Samach Ches, Siv Gimel, the Mechaber tells us that there are certain things that are Ma'akev in the Geirus. For example, it has to be done in front of three Ksherim, and it has to be done during the day, but that is all lechatchila. B'di'evet, says the Mechaber, if the milor tefillah was done only in front of two, or at night, so then in such a case, it's not ma'akev, and the gerus takes effect. Similarly, the Mechaber writes, if the tefillah was not done l'shem gerus, also b'di'evet, it's acceptable. And here, the Mechaber adds something that one could argue is Reb Chaim Moser's source, and that is chutz mikabals hamitzvus shema'akeves im eina b'yom u'b'shlosha. However, kabals hamitzvus has to be done during the day in front of three. It would seem, one could argue, that if the Mechaber is saying that it has to be done during the day and in front of three, and it's ma'akev if it's not done during that time, then kol shekein, if there isn't a real kabals hamitzvus, then in such an instance, it would be ma'akev in the Geirus. What emerges is that our Tosos seems to say that mitzvah Shabbos is not ma'akev in terms of the Geirus, because otherwise our Gemara would not make any sense. The Demuki Yosef says that we see from our sugya that mitzvah to be modia mitzvahs kalos kibachamuros is not ma'akev as well, because he's assuming that Shabbos is definitely falls into the category of kalos kibichamuros. However, we see that full kabbalas hamitzvos might not be ma'akev according to those rishonim, but in halacha, it's clear that there needs to be a kabbalas hamitzvos, at least within the opinion of Reb Chaim Ozer, and it seems to be that way in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Samaches Sif Gimel, and it could be we don't paskin like our Tosos and the Nemuki Yosef, or there are other explanations. So we see how you reap shot in our Gemara is critical for a burning issue in Klal Yisrael today. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to be mekayim the mitzvah of being mekabel gerim properly with kavod and ava, to be mekayim the mitzvah of avas ager, and at the same time maintain the integrity of the Torah HaKadosh and the Chachmei HaMesorah, that clearly the essence of Geirus is for people to come tachas kanfei Hashchina to be shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos ba'avo u'beratzon. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Samaches.